I heard sometimes people say, I do not do anything bad. Why should I go to the temple? According to some of these people, it seems like as long as I do not do anything bad, and I do not need to follow religion. In other words, their understanding is that religion is there for you to lead an ethical life. But is this the purpose of religion? Do we really need a religion to lead an ethical, decent human life? However, from the Buddhist point of view, we cannot support this idea. We do not need a religion to lead ethical life. It has been proved in the history and even today. There are many free thinkers who do not believe in any religion. Some of these free thinkers, they are brilliant in their behavior. They are very decent, very wholesome, very nice, kind, caring, loving people. But they do not have any religion. They are free thinkers. They are leading ethical lives. They do not do anything evil, wicked, immoral. So they lead ethical life without a religion. Thousands of years, Chinese practiced ethical life without religion. Confucianism is not a religion, but Confucianism encouraged ethical behavior. What about those philosophers like Socrates, Plato? And they also encourage ethical lives. But all these people led ethical lives without religion. So we cannot support this idea to say that we need a religion to lead a decent, ethical human life. We cannot say leading ethical life is the only purpose of religion. If it is the purpose of religion, then we do not need that religion, because we can do away with that. However, ethical aspect of the religion is major part of all the world religions. In every religion, generally speaking, they encourage followers to avoid evil and do good. It means they encourage ethical behavior. But to lead ethical life, you do not need to be religious or spiritual. But being religious and spiritual perhaps might have the positive aspect of it, and it might encourage more to lead a more wholesome way, more ethical way. So it has its own benefit too. Now, when it comes to theocentric religions, they encourage ethical conduct based on these three things: faith, reward, punishment. According to theocentric religions, the God reveal humankind a way of life, religious principles, religious teachings. And these religious teachings, principles, ethics, they are recorded in the holy books. So now they use faith. Out of faith in the God, then you follow the ethical principles taught by these theocentric religions. When you follow these ethical principles and lead a pure ethical life, secondly, what will happen? You will be rewarded. If you were to live according to the will of the God and the ethical principles, after the death, you will be born in the heaven. So when you are born in the heaven, you are rewarded. What will happen if you go against these religious principles taught in sacred holy books? And then comes the last one, punishment. What will happen if you go against these ethical principles and violate, then you will be born in the hell. So these three concepts are used by theocentric religions throughout the history as well as even today to guide the human beings to keep away from evil and lead ethical life, which is good, nothing wrong. So basically they use three concepts: faith in the God, reward in the heaven, and the punishment in the hell. Now, Buddhism is not a theocentric religion. Buddhism is a homocentric religion. It means concentration is human beings, centered around the human being. But Buddhism also teaches ethical conduct. Buddhism highly appreciates leading pure ethical human life. But how does Buddhism encourage pure ethical behavior of human beings? Because we do not have these three concepts the way that is taught in theocentric religion. Now this is very important for all of us to understand as followers of the Buddha. Now Buddhism, we do not have the God concept. We do not believe that Buddha is someone who is in judgment to give us punishment or reward. We do not believe that Buddha can do such things. But Buddha is a supreme enlightened teacher who can guide us. Now he has guided us how to lead a pure, righteous, ethical human life. But we do not have these three concepts the way which is taught in theocentric religion. So what is the base for ethical behavior of human beings from the Buddhist point of view? This is right understanding. In Buddhism, pure ethical human behavior comes with right understanding. Here, right understanding is threefold. Number one, right understanding that all the living beings in this world existence, they basically wish to be happy. Every single living being on this planet, starting from a tiny insect crawling near your feet till up to the big animals like elephants or whales, they all wish to be safe. They wish to be happy. Buddha says, Sukha Kamani Bhutani, all the living beings, no matter what, all the living beings want to be happy. So this understanding as a follower of the Buddha's teaching, this understanding give you the courage to refrain from doing anything evil, wicked, immoral that harm other living beings and bring suffering to others. So, understanding that all the living beings wish to be happy. You yourself wish to be happy. So, like yourself, everyone else wish to be happy. So, having understood it, you dedicate yourself to lead a pure, righteous human life. Secondly, you understand that all the living beings, they do not like to suffer. You yourself do not like to suffer. All the living beings running away from suffering. Buddha says, Sabbe tasanti dhanasya sabbe bhayanti macchuna. All the living beings, they have fear towards punishment, fear towards the death. Attanam upamam katva nahaneyena gate. Having compared yourself, then you must refrain from torturing, injuring other living beings. Here, you take yourself as an example. All the living beings wish to be happy and they do not like to suffer. In the same manner, you also do not wish to be tortured, but you wish to be happy and joyful. Having understood it, then you refrain doing any kind of action which bring harm, suffering to your brothers and sisters. So here, the most important point here again, you take yourself as an example. You put yourself into the shoes of the others. Do you like to be killed? You do not like. So having understood it, you refrain from killing living beings. First precept. Do you like to be cheated? Or do you like if someone steals your things? You do not like. In the same way, others also do not like their possessions to be taken away. So having understood it, you refrain from stealing. Second precept. Do you like your wife or husband were to be engaged in extramarital affairs? Or do you like to be raped? Do you like to be molested? You do not like, definitely. So other human beings also do not like. Having understood it, refrain from sexual misconduct. Do you like to be cheated? If anybody were to come and tell lies to you and be cheated, do you feel comfortable, happy? You do not. Having understood it, it creates suffering. Having understood it, refrain from telling lies. So in this way, all the precepts, all the ethical conducts proclaimed by the Buddha, suggested by the Buddha, has got these two principles. One is, everyone likes to be happy, including myself, so I must behave in a such a way I do not bring suffering to anyone. Secondly, everyone do not like to be, like to have suffering. Having understood it, I must not create any suffering. This is based on understanding. Thirdly, understanding that you are responsible for your own action. Buddhism teach that you are the one who create your heaven or hell, nobody else. Now look at this. We also have the concept of heaven and hell like other religions. But the way that we present it is different. From the Buddhist point of view, There is no one who can pull you to the hell or put you into the heaven but yourself. It means action responsibility. You are given the freedom, freedom of thinking, freedom of behavior, but the freedom comes from responsibility. Freedom comes with responsibility. You are given freedom, but it's with responsibility. Means you are responsible for your own actions. So Buddha encourage you to behave in a such a way that you will be happy here and now, you will be happy here after the next. So he suggests you to refrain from doing evil, wicked, immoral, unwholesome actions for simple reason these actions produce suffering. He encourage you to be ethical and do wholesome actions because these actions produce bliss and happiness. So Buddhist foundation for ethical behavior is not fear of punishment or pleasure of reward or faith, but rather understanding the first noble truth, the truth of suffering. It is better for you to recollect the talk I gave you last week. I gave you the last week under the heading Dispassion, Compassion and Wisdom. I told you dispassion, compassion and wisdom comes through right understanding. I elaborated first and second factors of the Noble Eightfold Path. How right understanding leads to right thoughts. Now, this talk you might, based on that, go to the next level, which is ethical behavior. Right speech, right action, right livelihood, which is ethical conduct. So ethical conduct for the Buddhist comes from right understanding and right thoughts. So with this, now we ask the question again one more time. Do we really need a religion to lead a pure ethical human life? From the Buddhist point of view, no, we do not need a religion. Purpose of religion is should not be that, because without religion it can be done. Then for the Buddhist, ethical conduct is only beginning. So what is the purpose of Buddhist teaching then? The purpose of Buddhist teaching is to lead the followers to enlightenment. All the unethical, immoral, unwholesome human behavior rooted in greed, hatred and delusion. So Buddha teach how to uproot them. In order to uproot them, he suggests a very systematic path, well-designed path. This path is specifically designed for that. This is nothing but Noble Eightfold Path. Noble Eightfold Path is divided into three sections. Adisila Sikha, training in higher virtue. This is training human beings to lead pure ethical life, and that is beginning only. Secondly, Adichitta Sikha, training in higher mind. Those human beings who are ethically behaving well and uphold righteous principle, then they must meditate. Meditation is not optional. It is part of the Buddhist training, so must meditate. The second aspect, training in higher mind. But developing higher mind is not enough. Then comes to the third aspect, Adipanya Sikha, training in higher wisdom, which can break through the delusion and shackle all the fetters, and then we will be released from all the bonds that bind us together to this cycle of existence, and we'll become free from the repeated birth and death cycle, which is the enlightenment. So from the Buddhist point of view, I will summarize again. From the Buddhist point of view, we do not need a religion to lead ethical life. But of course, religious and spiritual practices can reinforce the ethical behavior, so we understand it. For the Buddhists, ethical conduct is only beginning, but the end goal of the Buddhist practice is enlightenment.